Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More U.S. help for Iraq could be on the way. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff says the United States is considering creating more train and advise hubs for Iraqi troops, even as it prepares to open a new base in Anbar province with 450 military personnel. General Martin Dempsey says examination of other sites beyond the new one near Ramadi, the provincial capital overrun by Islamic State insurgents last month, is just part of prudent planning. Swiss and Austrian authorities are investigating whether sophisticated cyber attacks have been launched to spy inside a negotiation six world powers are conducting with Iran over its nuclear program. Authorities say they were looking for malware that might have been used to monitor the talks that have been conducted at several hotels in Switzerland, Austria, and Germany. Leaders of Nigeria and four of its neighbors met Thursday to discuss a proposed joint force to fight Islamist extremist group Boko Haram. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said his country should command the task force because it will provide the bulk of the troops and the main theater of the war is on Nigerian soil. Leaders attending the meeting in the Nigerian capital Abuja included the presidents of Chad, Niger, and Benin, and the defense minister of Cameroon. Two Pakistani-American brothers were sentenced to long prison terms Thursday for a bomb plot to attack New York City in 2012. 22-year-old Rais Kazi and 32-year-old Shahryar Kazi were sentenced to 35 years and 20 years, respectively, by a court in the southern state of Florida. Authorities say the alleged plot never got beyond the planning stage. This is VOA News. An American teenager from the state of Virginia admitted in court that he tried to help Islamic State militants recruit supporters and raise funds. 17-year-old Ali Shukri Amin pleaded guilty Thursday to charges of conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist group. Amin used social media to commit the crimes. He faces a possible 15-year prison term. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is calling for swift agreement among political parties to form a coalition government. Dorian Jones reports.
In his first televised speech since Sunday's election, President Erdogan urged all four parties represented in parliament not to leave the country in limbo and work quickly to form a new government. The election deprived the AKP of its parliamentary majority, thereby derailing Mr. Erdogan's plan to change the constitution in order to extend his grip on power. Meanwhile, AKP leader Ahmet Davutoğlu announced the party is dropping its bid to create an executive presidency, saying the electorate had given its verdict. Mr. Davutoğlu resigned as the country's prime minister Tuesday in a procedural move that will leave him in the post until a new government is formed. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
An Egyptian court convicted a policeman of killing a female protester in Cairo earlier this year. The officer was sentenced to 15 years in prison. The demonstrator was shot in January while she was walking toward Cairo's Tahrir Square to honor protesters killed in the uprising that ousted Hosni Mubarak in 2011. The International Monetary Fund is reporting no progress between Greece and its European creditors on a deal needed to unlock another $8.2 billion in bailout funding ahead of a June 30th deadline. European Union President Donald Tusk says a meeting scheduled for next week in Luxembourg will be crucial.
We need decisions, not negotiations now. And it's my opinion that the Greek government has to be, I think, a little bit more realistic.
Without a deal, Greece could be forced out of the eurozone. Chinese state media say former security chief Zhou Yongkang was sentenced to life in prison for corruption. It makes him the most powerful official to be brought down by the Communist Party's anti-graft campaign. British horror movie legend Christopher Lee has died in London at 93. Among his best-known roles is that of Dracula. Instead of the traditional high-class caped Hungarian vampire, Lee portrayed Dracula as a nearly silent and seductive character. British actor Ron Moody, best known for his award-winning role as Fagin in the stage and film musical Oliver, died in London Thursday at the age of 91. And American saxophonist Ornette Coleman, who pioneered the once controversial art of free jazz, died in New York at 85. Modern music critics named him as one of the great innovators of jazz, along with Louis Armstrong and Charlie Parker. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.